after a busy day, cooking dinner may be the last thing you want to do. But have no fear. According to our guest this hour, all that's needed are five ingredients to make a delicious home-cooked meal. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, July 21st. We are going to talk with our guest from Milwaukee who has authored a new cookbook that will help us cook fast and easy meals requiring only five ingredients. And we will also ask for your easiest go-to recipes when you've had a long day and don't feel like cooking a complicated gourmet meal or getting takeout or popping a frozen pizza into the oven. Plus, who wants to use the oven on a hot day like today anyway with this excessive heat warning in place for much of the state? We'll also get some cool recipes that we can use on hot days. Do you have any suggestions? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Phalia Kelnhofer. She's an author and food blogger. She started Five Ingredient Fridays on her blog, sweetfee.com, and is the author of the new book, Fast and Easy Five Ingredient Recipes, a cookbook for busy people. A Chicago native, Phalia, lives in Milwaukee now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
So why can what's for dinner be such a daunting question?
Well, I think, you know, you go to work, you are watching the kids, you know, it's a long day, and then you come home and it's just one more thing. So it could possibly take, you know, hours to get all the ingredients, make all the ingredients. And so I wanted to simplify that because I know in my busy life I work full time. And when I get home sometimes, all I want to do is make a quick and easy meal.
Yeah, or get takeout.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll get into a lot of the five ingredient recipes in your book. But first, just tell us how you got the idea for your series, Five Ingredient Fridays, on your blog, sweetfee.com. And it's Sweet Fee?
Yes, it is Sweet Fee. My name is Phalia, and people call me Fee for short. So, you know, the Sweet Fee nickname that kind of has stuck with me throughout the years. And so when I started my food blog, I decided to use that as the name.
And Fee is P-H-I. So I'm sorry. I'll call you Fee from now on. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay.
So, you know, I was blogging, and I've been blogging for about 2 years, and I was having a conversation with one of my sisters. I have three sisters, and we were sitting there, and we were talking, and she was, at the time, she was in college, and she said, you know, I love your blog, I love all your recipes, but the ones I'm making are the ones that are super easy, where I can go pick up the ingredients real quick, and it's not something I have to have a long list of, and then I can come home and, you know, make a meal. And, you know, that really resonated with me, and I said, oh my God, that's what I'd like to do too. So it happened to be a Friday, and I just said, you know, what about Five Ingredient Fridays? And she loved it, and I liked the concept. And so ever since then, it's been about 3 years, I've been posting every Friday a five-ingredient recipe.
And why five ingredients?
You know, I think it happened to be a Friday, and it was really catchy. But it's turned into, you know, I think it's not too many. Once you get to six or seven or eight, you know, then it becomes more of a thing. Five ingredients is just really simple. It fits in a basket instead of a cart at a grocery store. So it's just a really nice number.
Yeah. So what was the response to Five Ingredient Fridays?
I was blown away. I would get emails from readers that had been making the recipes, and they said, you know, this is what I've been looking for. And so they, you know, the readers would comment on how, you know, one of the recipes really helped save some time for dinner. And then they started sending me pictures of what they were making. So I'd say the response was really positive.
And obviously that's what led you to turn it into a cookbook?
Exactly. So, you know, the story behind the cookbook is actually very interesting. I had always wanted to put out a cookbook, and people were asking for it. They said, you know, we love the recipes on the blog, but we'd love to have all the recipes in one place. And so I loved that idea, and originally I was going to put out an e-cookbook. So I was going to, you know, do all the recipes, photograph them, and put them into something that I could sell on my website, but that was more self-published.
Mm-hmm. And are these generally five ingredients that are just simple things that you might already have, or are they going to be, you know, I have to search out some sort of ethnic food restaurant to find?
That is a great question. They are simple ingredients that most of the time you just have in your house, and you can, you know, whip up a quick dinner.
Yeah. Do you happen to have, and I don't need you to necessarily state them all right now, but I mean, are there certain ingredients that you think are must-haves in your pantry, just always have them?
Yeah. So, you know, in my cookbook at the back, I actually have a section for ingredients, you know, stacking your kitchen for five ingredient cooking. Some things I love having are, you know, some kind of protein. So it can be chicken, or if you're vegetarian, it can be tofu, you know, some protein. Then I love having diced tomatoes or some kind of a tomato product, cans, that always helps. And then, you know, some kind of either a pasta or a rice, and then a cheese. And, you know, you can throw those ingredients together. You can have a little olive oil, and you can make that into like a really good five ingredient meal.
Well, I heard a couple of things that would be on John's recipe. John in Boaz joins us right away. Hi, John.
Good morning. It's fast, and it's nice and cold for the summer. Pasta salad.
Yum.
And what's in your pasta salad, John?
Okay, there's five ingredients. Newman's Own, a bottle of their salad oil, Italian, and one bag of pasta, one onion chopped up, and one salami chopped up.
Huh. That's only
but
four.
But you can substitute the onion for cheese or broccoli or anything.
Yeah, there you go. It can also be the kitchen sink, I suppose, Fee.
Yeah, you know, I love pasta salad. That is such a good suggestion.
Yeah, so do you have a pasta salad, Fee?
I do have a pasta salad that I like, and mine is very similar, and I love using salad dressings as a way to add a lot of flavor, but not a lot of ingredients.
Okay, well, tell us the five ingredients in your pasta salad.
So in my pasta salad, I'm going to have, I like to use a Greek vinaigrette, and then I like to use, you know, just a bag of pasta, and then I like to use some feta cheese and some artichoke hearts. And so that's what's in my, it's a Greek pasta salad.
That sounds really good. And it does sound like something, while you have to boil pasta, for the most part, that's not a big deal. We were thinking with the super hot weather over the next couple of days, and then summer in general can be, you know, hot, that we might talk a little bit about recipes that people can make without heating up their kitchen too much.
Yeah.
And you gave us a couple of suggestions. Tell us about the turkey taco salad.
Okay, so turkey taco salad is one of the recipes in my cookbook, and it happens to be a favorite. I probably make this, you know, once every 2 weeks, which in the world of a food blogger, someone that cooks all the time making new recipes, you know it's a good one if I'm making it all the time. So in the turkey taco salad, you will cook the protein of choice. I like to use ground turkey, but you could use ground chicken, ground beef, whatever meat you want. And I like to cook that with salsa. So it really, it's a lot of flavor, again, not using a lot of ingredients. So you cook the turkey and in the salsa, and that's the only time you're going to be using your oven. The rest of the recipe is you're going to put some salad and some tortilla chips and some cheese, and then serve that with the meat that you've made.
And of course, if you don't want meat as your protein, you can, I would imagine you can use beans or tofu.
Oh, that's such a good suggestion. Yes, beans would be amazing. Beans and salsa would be a great combo. You could also use tofu. That, I mean, it really sucks up the flavors really well, whatever you're cooking it with.
Well, we're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about some of these five-ingredient recipes, a cookbook for busy people from our guest, Fee Kelnhofer. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
We are cooking up some five-ingredient recipes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with Fee Kelnhofer about how to make home-cooked meals with only five ingredients. And we are welcoming your questions for her, and we're also welcoming your suggestions. What's your go-to fast and easy recipe after you've had a very long day? Or what's a meal that you can throw together that's tasty and doesn't heat up the kitchen, since we have this heat warning going on? Looks like my producer, Nyasia Ellison's eating cold pasta right now. Is that what that is? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Fee is the author of the new cookbook, Five Ingredient Recipes, a Cookbook for Busy People. And we have Travis in Buffalo City with us now. Hi, Travis.
Hi, good morning, Joy.
What's your go-to recipe?
Well, I call it a poor man's casserole. It only costs about $3 to make, and it's just three ingredients. A box of mac and cheese, a can of tuna, and sweet peas. And it's fast and easy to make. It does heat up the kitchen a little bit because you got to boil up the mac and cheese, but it's fast and easy. And I also have a quick question. I ordered this book. I saw the commercial. I normally don't get things from a quick infomercial, but I got one called Dump Meals, and it's for a crock pot. And the question that I had is, because when I opened up the book, all of a sudden it showed this long list of what's not considered to be an ingredient. With this book, are the five ingredients going to be strictly five ingredients, or are there going to be additional items on a list, kind of like the way that book was?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I guess I was going to ask Fee, these are the main ingredients, or what about spices and other flavorings?
Yeah, so the cool thing about this cookbook is I totally understand the frustration that has happened to me, where I purchased the cookbook and it's supposed to be, you know, a number of ingredients, and then like a million other things are listed, and it's like two pages of ingredients that are supposed to be, you know, like pantry staples or something like that. So for my cookbook, the only things that are not included as ingredients are salt, pepper, and water, because chances are you have those in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Well. But anytime we're talking about a spice blend or even anything besides just regular table salt, I include that as an ingredient.
Very nice. I thank you, Travis, too, for sharing your poor man's casserole. I'm not to diss a box of mac and cheese and a can of tuna and some sweet peas. That does sound fast and easy. Fee, have, you know, I don't know, processed foods on in your recipes?
You know, I do, and the way I look at it is this. So, for example, in some of the recipes, I say use a jar of marinara sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Or I provide the recipe at the back of the book for to make it yourself. So I give, you know, readers and cooks, home cooks, the choice, you know, this is what works for you. I want it to work in your kitchen at your level of time and, you know, energy that you want to put into it. So if you want to make your own homemade marinara sauce with, you know, tomatoes you've got growing out in your yard, that's amazing. I provide a recipe for that. If you are home on a busy day and you just want to get dinner on the table and use a jar of sauce, go for it.
Well, that makes sense, too. And it's not like it's some sort of complicated or hard to find ingredient in terms of a jar of marinara sauce. So,
right.
And, you know, I have to admit, I've done that too, and I never thought about doing that until it was a recipe that was with a locally made, like a marinara type sauce that had lots of chunks of vegetables in it and onion and, you know, all the spices in it. And I threw that in with some lentils. And it was the best, you know, lentil stew I've ever had in my life. It was so good. And it really was very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. You know, your lentils and your sauce, it's got two ingredients. So that's super quick.
Yeah, so how do you pack a lot of flavor into the final product with only five ingredients, with just salt and pepper as being the, you know, the seasonings that would be in addition to the five ingredients?
Yeah, so I use things so for example, if we're talking about, you know, diced tomatoes, I like to use diced tomatoes that have either garlic in it or garlic and herbs in it. That way it has all the flavor there, but it's one ingredient. You're opening one can. So I love doing stuff like that.
Yeah. So do you have a go-to meal when you're... I mean, you've got a whole book full of them, but what's the one? You mentioned you make that turkey salad most often.
I make the turkey taco salad. And, you know, I have a funny thing that I wanted to share with you. When I was writing the book and I turned in the manuscript to my editor, she said, you know, one little bit of feedback I have for you is that you're calling all these recipes your go-to recipes.
Oh.
And I said, they are.
So what's another one that if you just don't have the turkey tonight, what are you going to make?
I am going to make chicken feta tomato pasta.
All right.
And that is actually the first meal I ever cooked for my husband. So it's husband approved, and it is this wonderful dish that can be made in one pot. So you're not getting as many dishes dirty.
All right, so can you give us a hint?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you start by cooking chicken in a little bit of olive oil, and then when that is almost done cooking, you're going to add in diced tomatoes and water, and you're just going to put the pasta in the same pot, and then you're going to let that cook down, and then right before it's done cooking, you're going to add a little bit of feta, and then that kind of gives the sauce like a really nice creaminess. And then when you serve it, you're just going to sprinkle it with more feta. And voila, five-ingredient dinner.
That sounds really good. And did you say that was the first five-ingredient meal that you made for your husband?
That is, yes.
Was he your husband at the time?
He was my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, there we go. We are talking about some fast and easy, simple recipes that we can make, especially after a long day. We are talking with the author of the new cookbook, Five Ingredient Recipes, a Cookbook for Busy People, Fee Kelnhofer. And we're welcoming your questions for her, and we're welcoming your five-ingredient meals or your simple go-to meals that you make after a long day. What is your favorite easy recipe that you turn to quite often? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So our last caller was saying that his go-to meal was one that he also considers very budget-friendly. So are most of your recipes, or maybe tell us a recipe that you think is particularly budget-conscious?
So I think that a lot of the recipes, almost all of them in the cookbook are super budget friendly because you're only looking at five ingredients. So you're not looking at anything that has, you know, a super, super high cost because you're not buying a ton of ingredients. One dish that I absolutely love making that I've been making since I was a kid, because my mom used to make this when she would come home after work, is Italian sausage Parmesan rigatoni. So for that recipe, you can use, again, any kind of meat that you want. I prefer to use a, you know, an Italian sausage, and that is, you know, you can buy that. It's usually on sale. You can even replace it with ground beef if you want. And then you're going to get a box of pasta, a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and a jar of marinara sauce. So the whole meal ends up coming in only, you know, a dollar or two per person.
Yeah, not bad. What about if you really are, though, and maybe I'm asking too much here, what if you really are trying to, I don't know, have a casual dinner party, and you really do want to kind of impress people and make them think that you're a gourmet cook?
I love that you asked that question. I love entertaining family and friends. And at the back of a cookbook, I actually have a section that has menu ideas. So ideas for, you know, date night in, or for fancy made simple, or for family dinners, freezer meals. So I provide different menu ideas and the shopping list that you would need to make those menus. And so if you're trying to be, you know, a little more fancy, you can go with something like roasting a whole chicken. You would be so surprised at how amazingly delicious a roasted chicken with lemon and potatoes is, and it only has five ingredients.
Does sound good. Well, here's an email from Randy, and Randy says, this is amazing. I am closing in on a 200-pound loss, like he's losing weight. 200
wow.
pounds. Wow.
That's
I have
amazing.
7 pounds left. Oh, that is to go. That's just, that
wow.
is amazing. He said, I started at 354 pounds. Now I love my diet. And here is an example of a great easy meal that he makes. He says he uses a can of high quality salmon, a whole onion, finely chopped, a half a cup of Greek yogurt, 1 cup of chopped kale, and a half a cup of whole dried cherries. Let's see, there's
Ooh.
Five. All right. Well, but then he does say two. Here's the, I guess, the six, but this isn't too bad. Chop up 4 small saltine crackers and stir in, I guess, maybe to give it a little bit more of a crunch or something.
Crunch, yeah.
Boy, that is, that does, that's really sounds good and healthy. Maybe are most of your recipes diet friendly, or do you have one that's particularly diet friendly?
Yeah, there are. You know, there's a lot of amazing diet friendly recipes in the cookbook. It's a mix, but some of the ones that really stand out that are, you know, my favorite to make that are healthy. One is yogurt marinated lemon chicken, and this chicken is totally great. It can be put on top of salad. It can be eaten by itself, or, you know, next to rice, or even in a pita for a super easy dinner. And what I like to do is I like to marinate the chicken with lemon, olive oil, and yogurt, and then top it with Mediterranean spiced sea salt.
Yum. and it sounds like yogurt is a good thing to have on hand.
Yes, it definitely is. I love using it. You can use it for breakfast and make, you know, like a little parfait, a yogurt parfait. I have a recipe for that in the cookbook. And then I also love using it in meals, like in marinades and things like that.
Yeah, and it sounds like I want to make sure, it sounds like having that marinara sauce is a good thing to have in the cupboard.
Yes.
And it sounds like having salad dressings of various types would it really adds a lot of flavor in some of the recipes, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know I have one other recipe, and I think we'll go to this a little bit later, but as a tease for listeners, this is not a diet-friendly one, I don't think, but it sure sounds good. The no-bake white chocolate lime pie. My goodness.
Oh, so that would be perfect for today.
Yeah, no-bake. So we'll get to that in a minute, but let's go first to Jackie in Milwaukee. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. First off, I'd like to say I love my Aroma rice cooker. particularly going to heat because it traps all the steam and everything inside while I'm cooking.
Oh, yeah.
But one of my favorite quick recipes that I use in it is broccoli cheese soup, rice, leftover chicken from a rotisserie chicken because you always have leftover, and then add some water and flavoring and extra broccoli and just cook it all up in the rice cooker and you got yourself a meal.
That and what a good idea, because that's right, that rice cooker really doesn't heat up the kitchen all that much. Fee, do you use that at all in your book?
I don't use a rice cooker, but I want one.
But
Delicious.
Yeah, that does. Thank you very much, Jackie. And that does sound quick and easy, though, too. And if I'm not mistaken, I just got a rice cooker not that long ago. I'm really late in the game on that. But yeah, it doesn't take that long to, you know, it seems to be faster than doing it on the stovetop. All right, so now we will talk about the no-bake white chocolate lime pie. Is that so? Yeah, no baking at all, huh? How do we do this?
So this one is, when it's the summer, I love making, you know, pies that are no bake, and this is definitely a favorite. And so you're going to make the pie filling, and it's going to be white chocolate chips, heavy cream, sweetened condensed milk, and then lime zest and juice. And you're just going to pour that into a pie crust and put it in the freezer. And it can be served either as a cold pie, or you can keep it in the freezer and serve it as an ice cream pie.
Do you have any? And that really does sound good. So you can do no-bake pies pretty, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to make no-bake pies and a lot of different flavors.
Yeah, there are. So in my cookbook alone, I can think of, you know, four different ones. So I've got a banana caramel cream pie. I have a Nutella icebox pie. I have a strawberries and cream tartlet. And then I have this no-bake chocolate lime pie. So I'm really big on those no-bake desserts in the summertime.
I am too. And can you tell us, give us a hint on the Nutella one? That sounds great.
Oh, my goodness. That one is made, actually, so you make different layers, and the different layers are in between chocolate graham crackers. So it ends up, you kind of make it in a big rectangle, and then you cut it up, and it's just so good.
Does sound good. You know, Jackie was mentioning using leftover rotisserie chicken in his recipe. Do you incorporate just using leftovers in any way?
You know, I don't, just because the cookbook is for fast and easy recipes that you can make right when you get home. But I love using leftovers in dishes, and chicken is a really good example of that. You could use, I have a chicken and broccoli casserole recipe, and you totally could start with the chicken already cooked, and that would save additional time.
Sure, and even your turkey taco salad, you could conceivably have done that ahead of time if you want, you know, in terms of having the turkey ready ahead of time, so you don't...
Yeah. And I even say in the notes in that recipe particularly that the salad serves really well cold or hot. So if you had made the turkey ahead of time, then you have that all ready to go and dinner could be put together super quick.
We are talking with Fee Kelnhofer. She is the author of the cookbook, 5 Ingredient Recipes, a Cookbook for Busy People. These are fast and easy recipes that you can make with some pretty common pantry items. And we're welcoming your questions. We're also welcoming your go-to fast and easy meal that you like to make. 1-800-642-1234. We are talking about easy home cooking with our guest, who is the author of the New cookbook, 5 Ingredient Recipes, a cookbook for busy people. These are fast and easy recipes that you can use with 5 or fewer ingredients. And we are welcoming your questions. We are also welcoming any suggestions you might have. Do you have a favorite go-to meal that uses about 5 ingredients? Or maybe we can play Stump the Cook. Maybe you can let us know what 5 ingredients you have on hand that you would like an idea from our guest to turn them into a meal. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Phalia Kelnhofer is our guest. She is the author of 5 Ingredient Recipes, a cookbook for busy people. Do you mind if we play that game, Fee?
That's fine. I love interacting, and you know, I have these conversations with my friends and family all the time. They'll either send me a text message or give me a call, and they'll say, "Hey, I've got this. You know, what would you make?" And then I give suggestions. So yeah, I love that.
Well, that's good. I'm thinking though too. I am someone who I'll cook every once in a while, but I have to admit, because of my schedule and my husband's schedule and my lack of cooking skill, I am more often the takeout gal, and I will often, or we'll go out. You know, we go out to eat a lot more than we probably should. But talk a little bit. Why do you suppose cooking is so intimidating to some people?
You know, I think it definitely, even for me sometimes, it can seem like it's just this long, never-ending task. And it's just one more thing to do at the end of a super busy day. So I think that, you know, making it easier, making it more approachable, that's a great way to kind of get back in the kitchen. I know for me, after a long and busy day, I don't want to sit there and make every single dish in my kitchen dirty, because then I'm going to be cooking for hours, and then afterwards I have to clean forever.
Yeah, and it is, I guess, in part, it is. There's also a lack of ideas when you're tired too. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
Oh, what am I going to make? I don't know what I'm going to make. I'm just going to stop and grab that salad at the grocery store.
Exactly. Or, you know, get some pizza on the way home. So there's definitely can be a lack of inspiration. And even I have, you know, picked up my cookbook. Like I did this the other night when I just like, I had no ideas in my mind. I was like, I don't know what we're going to make for dinner. So I just picked up the cookbook, flipped through a few pages, and I ended up finding something that I had all the ingredients in the house for.
There we go. How did you learn to cook?
So my mother taught all my 3 sisters and I how to cook. And from a young age, you know, we always just kind of made dinner, and it was very simple. But at the same time, you know, we learned to be in the kitchen and make dinner.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe that's part of my downfall. And I've said this before on the air. My dear mother, may she rest in peace, was not a very good cook. So I did not learn how to cook from my mother. And so I've been trying to experiment on my own with mixed success. And whenever I do make something, my husband usually does say, "Are you following a recipe with?"
Oh, that's cute.
So I will have to follow your recipes, and I'm going to try. I am a vegetarian, so I'm not going to do the turkey for the turkey taco salad, but I'm going to use beans. I think that
I love that idea. You know, I totally, when you said that earlier, I like a little light bulb went off, and I was like, "Oh, I want to try that with beans."
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about what you think are the essential ingredients to have in our pantry.
Yeah, so I mentioned, you know, diced tomatoes. You mentioned yogurt, and I love that suggestion. That is something that you can use very easily for a lot of different meals. And then something else that I like to use is mixes of cheese. So you're looking at, you know, either Italian blend cheese or, you know, Mexican blend shredded cheese. I love the blends because instead of, you know, getting five different cheeses and grating them up, you have one bag and it has all the flavors in there.
Yeah, that sounds, and you know, I'm thinking too, one of the things I do often have is I have a lot of fresh vegetables because I do buy them thinking I'm going to make all these salads and all these great, you know, vegetable dishes because I am vegetarian, but it's also good to have lots of vegetables as sides and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But then I don't get around to it because I'm lazy or tired or not creative enough. Do you have any quick thoughts on how I can use use multiple vegetables in some sort of dish that would be a five ingredient recipe?
Yeah. So one suggestion, I have a few, but one is you could roast them and put them in the freezer for, you know, a later time. If you have too many, maybe you went to the farmer's market and got really excited and you bought a bunch of stuff that you're not going to have a chance to use it. So I love roasting vegetables just with a little bit of olive oil and some sea salt, and then you can freeze them. And something else I like to do is then I'll go to my freezer and make a quick stir fry. So stir fries can be made, you know, you can either use, vegetables that you have in the freezer, or you can use fresh vegetables.
And my downfall with stir fries is the actual seasoning or sauce. Should I have a bottle of already, plum sauce or something?
You can have, you know, if that makes it easier for you, you could have a bottle of, you know, teriyaki sauce on hand, and that would make for a great, you know, quick stir fry. Or you could make one yourself with some soy sauce and some peanut butter. Those two ingredients mixed together make the best stir fry sauce.
I'm going to make that tonight. I had no idea. That's how you can make kind of a peanutty sauce with...
It is. It's just like a simple peanut sauce, and it goes really well with, you know, a blend of stir-fry vegetables and your protein of choice. So for this one, I actually love using tofu.
So I do, of all things, have a wok. It's an electric wok that someone gave me 30 years ago when I got married, but I still use it.
Oh, wow.
It still works. I guess I don't use it enough. But what are some of the essential cooking tools to have?
Yeah, so for essential cooking tools, I also, so in the cookbook at the back, I have a page for stacking your kitchen for five-ingredient cooking, and those are those ingredients we were talking about. And then I also have a page on favorite kitchen tools. A few that I'll just mention right off the top of my head are knives. Like, having a good, sharp knife is second to none.
All right, so... I have to get a sharp knife. Then what else do I need to have?
I love having a food processor. I use it all the time. So it's perfect for making either, you know, pie crusts or crushing up nuts or making pestos or soups or sauces. I mean, the uses are endless for the food processor.
And that is something that I've debated I see it all the time in recipes, and I don't have one. I have blenders and different things like that. But you say a food processor is a favorite or maybe even essential tool if we want to be good in the kitchen.
You know, it is. I never even had a food processor until a few years ago. And once you get it and you start using it, you're going to see that it's so versatile.
Yeah. Well, let's, people are not going to, I don't want to stump the cook, I'm sorry to say, but I will try it. We always have, my husband's a huge pasta fan, and we have like bow ties and rigatoni and angel hair and fettuccine. We have so many boxes of pasta. Instead of just boring old boil the pasta and throw marinara sauce on it, give me a good five ingredient recipe that would jazz that up a bit.
Yeah, so what I like doing with pasta is mixing it with pesto and then putting some vegetables in it. So that takes it from being, you know, more like a standard, you know, marinara sauce and cheese. So that is delicious, and it's a quick go-to. But also, if you start using pesto, and again, I have a recipe for you can make it yourself or you can use store-bought, and then just add in, you know, some peas. I love pesto and peas. That combination is just really delicious.
You know, I
and then you could add
protein
in, too.
Yeah, that does sound. I like that idea. Pesto is a favorite. So, Fee, we are running, close to the top of the hour here. I want you to know that you have inspired me, even though I'm kind of a reluctant cook. You have inspired me, and I'm assuming that's what you wanted to do.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. Yes, you know, I hope the cookbook, when people get it and read it, you know, they take these recipes and they make them their own and make them, you know, work for them in their kitchen. And I hope it helps out for some fast and easy recipes.
And in our final minute on this very hot day, maybe leave us with something that we can think about making tonight.
So I'm going to leave you with thinking about dessert because it's so hot. Sometimes, you know, you don't even want a heavy dinner. You just want to go straight to a cool dessert. And I would recommend making banana caramel cream pie. You can whip it up in about 2 minutes. And all it is you're going to mash some bananas, mix that with some heavy cream, a little bit of sugar, put it in a pie crust, and then drizzle the top with caramel. And then you can throw that in the freezer or you can eat it right away.
Well, yay for hot days. That sounds good. Thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Felia Kellenhofer is the author of 5 Ingredient Recipes, a cookbook for busy people. And we will be sharing with you some of the recipes that she said on the show today, including that turkey taco salad and the one of the no-bake pies. So we'll be posting those later on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thank you to Brianne Chasso and Niaja Ellison for producing this program. Tomorrow at this time, we'll have another edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.